Hello, Wikipedians. This is your fearful leader, Jerry Lucas, on July 1st for our week 5 check-in and update. Let's see what I got for you today. First, let me apologize if you hear fans in the background. It's really hot here. And my son is off school, so if you hear him interrupt, I apologize. Let me start with a couple of observations about the discussion. Some of these observations will be appropriate. They'll also be relevant to your journal posts. I think I mentioned this before, and you really should have inferred it if you didn't read it specifically in some of your reading this semester. Writing big blocks of text on Wikipedia or on any screen is never a good idea. People will not read them. They just won't. While a big block of text is appropriate for something on paper, that is a big paragraph, right? On screen, I think you should have learned by now that writing just these huge blocks is just not a usable way to write on the screen. Again, you're not writing essays. You're just not writing essays. If you're still thinking that way, by, you know, week 6 of this class, there's a disconnect. So be sure that you're thinking about it. You should have one idea per paragraph. It should be a couple of sentences. Your writing should be scannable, right? Use bold to draw readers' eyes. All of this stuff has been in your reading. You really should be using these strategies in your writing by this point. So along the lines of this is not an essay, it's a talk page. It's a discussion page. Some of you still don't get it. You don't read anything. It's obvious you're not reading anything because some of you posted stuff below the references section. I don't know. I mean, I know how you did that, but you really should pay attention. Look at stuff, read stuff, reply to things. This is what a talk page is about, and this is how a discussion should be conducted. This page looks a little better. I had somebody try to organize it. Many of you just ignored it. That's fine, I guess, but you know, that just goes into, factors into the evaluation of that. Another thing about the discussion, if, you know, opinions are fine, but if you don't support it with references, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. How am I supposed to buy what you have to say? Unless you support what you have to say with specific evidence. Anytime you write on Wikipedia, really anytime that you write at all, you need to support what you have to say with evidence. You know, as my grandpa used to say, opinions are like, well, maybe I shouldn't say it. Opinions are like, no, let's not do that. Okay. So you get the idea. You need to support everything that you have to say with detail, with evidence. This is secondary evidence. It's so important for you to do this, particularly as you're writing your articles now. If you have sentences that aren't supported, they don't belong on Wikipedia. Titles and subheads should be descriptive in your discussions, right? Just saying something like, my response, so-and-so's response to this discussion, folks, this doesn't say anything. And again, that it just shows me that you're not reading, that you're probably one of those who's writing a big block of text and not reading what anybody else has to say. This is not how you do it. I don't know how to be more, I don't know how to emphasize that more. You have to sign your name. Some of you still apparently do not know how to do this. You know, this is something that you should have learned back in the first week, and I still have some of you struggling. I'm not sure why this is such a big deal. You know, it's four tildes in a row. You need to do it each time that you post on a talk page. I mean, that's just part of the conventions of posting on a talk page. Some of you, likewise, still don't know how to reply. You know, if you're not sure about doing this, again, click on edit and see how somebody else has done it. That's all it takes, folks. It just takes you to pay attention to these details and see how others have done it. If you're still not doing this correctly, review the couple of simple rules and start applying them. It's really not that difficult. A lot of these things go for your journal posts as well. Your journals should be consistent throughout. Many of yours aren't. Some of you change your header size. Some of you change stuff halfway through. You know, this is a single document that should look right. It should be consistent. It should also use the strategies of strong digital writing. Like I said, no big blocks of text. It should be scannable. If you don't understand what I mean by scannable, you didn't do the reading during the first couple weeks of class. Likewise, it should be usable. Again, if you don't know what that means, go back and review your reading. It should be evidence-based. You know, I can't emphasize this more. Part of usability and part of evidence-based is using links and references. If you're mentioning a peer review you wrote, but you don't link to it, you're not writing for digital media. You're just not. You're still writing on paper, and you're not getting it. You're just showing me that you haven't learned. Now, folks, everybody makes mistakes. I get it, but I do. I mean, I do all the time. But, you know, you go back and fix it. You learn from those mistakes. If you just keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, you know, it's just not going to happen. You don't need to sign your own journal posts, but if you're leaving a comment on somebody's journal post, you should still sign like you're on a talk page. Now, one final thing about journals. I have been grading the entries each week to be sure that you're keeping up with it and that you're doing them on time. But I'm also going to do like one super grade for your journal at the end. I'm going to look at all of this stuff again. So if you're not revising, if you're not editing, if you're not changing stuff as I suggested, many of you are not. It's almost as if you ignore my comments, which... You know, do so at your own risk. That's fine. But at the end, I'm going to go back and look for a completed, unified meet. You know, you can clean up people's comments in the way you present them, the way they're supposed to be presented. Well-written and revised journal. So I will be doing that when the class is about finished as I do my final evaluation. So be sure that you're going and cleaning up. This is an important assignment. It's one of the major components of your of the class. So be sure that you're taking care of it. That's it for this week. Again, you should be working on your articles. Some of you are doing this in sandboxes. You know, some of you have started drafts, which I recommend. Some of you have several different articles that you're working on. All of these approaches are just fine. those of you who haven't claimed an article are well behind, and you probably know that anyway. You know, we're running out of time to catch up. We only have a couple weeks of class left. You should really be working diligently and daily on your project. Remember, it's easy for me to see when you log in, what you do while you're logged in. You know, and I can see if you're only logging in once a week. It's really evident. So this is going to hurt you in the end. You should be logging in every day, doing a little bit every day. You should be doing research. If you live in Macon, if you're here, you should take a field trip and take some photos. These things are really going to add to your final article. This is an advantage that you have over many of the other people that are editing these articles, is that you can do research and take field trips while you're here. I guarantee this will really help with the final article. So keep working on it. Again, if you have questions, you can email me, but I would prefer that you post them to the to our help page on Wikipedia, because some others might have the same question. Holidays coming up this week. I'm going to be out of town, though I will still try to be available to answer questions. Please have a safe and happy July 4th holiday, and I will continue to see everyone online. Keep working. I know it might have sounded like I had a lot of complaining to do during this, and I apologize for that, but on the flip side of that, I see everybody doing good work. Those of you who are working, I think, are learning. I think it's evidenced by many of your journal entries and by many of the article contributions I've already seen. So if I sound like a negative Nelly, I apologize for that. I try to be more positive. And again, if you're doing what I suggest that you do, if you're keeping up in your reading and working every day, I think that you're probably realizing that you are learning this platform. And therefore, you are learning the class material. So keep it up. Keep trying. Don't be frustrated. And have a great holiday. And I'll see everybody online.